offer you a very helpful thing for friends. When I teach about EFT, I always intend to include this. I'll give it to you now. So when you're, you know, even a phone call, if you can let somebody just speak their pain, their grief, their shock, their sadness, their anger, their whatever, and not speak, except to just, so they know you're engaged, right? But don't speak. Don't try to use words to comfort. That never really even works. Don't tell them your story. That really never works. If you listen and tap, or if you're one-on-one, if you can touch any of these spots and listen. Just be a vehicle of consciousness for the transformation of lower frequency by witnessing it with non-judgment. So if you can stay an open heart, knowing it's not your job to fix, it's not your job to heal, it's not your job, you know, humanly, it's your job to offer whatever comfort will be received and that's asked for. Like, don't hug somebody who doesn't want to hug. Isn't that the worst when you're all crying and somebody's trying to comfort you and you're not ready to be comforted? You know, if you can, stay in the place of just non-judgment and presence, and if it's possible, if you're on the phone, just tap. You will be amazed the gift that you give this other person. And you will also gift yourself, because if it's somebody you care for, you want to fix. You want to heal, you want to comfort, you want to hurry them up to the good part. And so while you're tapping, you're also not storing that pressure of feeling powerless. So it's a really miraculous thing. It's a very beautiful thing to do. And their field will respond. So it's very, very powerful. And if you really want to do a good job at this, when they finally take a breath and wrap up, simply say, "Is there more?" Or, "I think you said," and then let them say it again. If you can let somebody get through it three times with full presence and no helping, no verbal coaching, no comforting, no thinking you have the answer for them, you don't. But you can let the frequency of love and acceptance of truth flow through you, and their field will receive what they want. It's very, very powerful. It's a beautiful way to be a gift. Right? Okay, so that's always a good one to try. Excuse me? Over the telephone? Yeah, that's my favorite because I can really multitask. Right? It's easier for me to feel like I'm doing something if I'm doing this. To sit quietly and just listen, that takes a lot of practice for me. I can do it, but that's harder. I'd rather be doing something. It makes me feel better personality-wise. So telephone's really good. And most people that know me will say, you know, they know. They're like, "Hey, can I talk?" That's like code. "Can you sit down and tap this out for me?" So, and you don't really have to tap. I mean, you can just be presence. It's that tricky non-judgment. It's that compulsion to want to help. But what you have to do is get out of the way and let it flow through you. And it will. It will. It's very, very powerful. Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. He teaches presence. It is transformative.